The 90-mile stretch of international border that Vermont shares with Canada is already the most heavily patrolled area of the state. Federal agents in green and white SUVs stand vigil on sleepy side streets. And if you stroll through North Troy or Derby Line or Richford, you are almost certainly being watched. But officials at U.S. Customs and Border Protection say all that isn't enough. The federal agency wants to erect 200-foot surveillance towers in 5 northern Vermont communities. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, residents in those border towns are raising concerns about privacy and property values.
Hey!
Brian Davis is boiling sap in the same sugar house his dad built 60 years ago.
When Dad started the operation in 1959, he sold 1 gallon retail.
Davis taps 4,000 trees now and makes up to 2,000 gallons of syrup a season. The old wood walls are covered with antique saws and snowshoes and axe blades and other neat things you tend to accumulate when you're born into this particular kind of family business.
Well, of course, I was born on the farm, and then Mom and Dad helped me buy the farm in 1978.
The cows are gone now. Davis, who's 66, decided to sell them off 3.5 years ago.
I don't miss the cows. I still get up early. I did it for a long time, so.
He held on to the land, though. 330 acres of pristine pasture and sugar bush in Derby Line, Vermont. What makes this spot especially unique is that a portion of Davis's property line abuts Stanstead, Quebec. Davis says he's never really minded the level of scrutiny that comes with living in a border town.
And I'm all for security, border security. You know, I don't care if it's cameras, walls, fences, you know, people on the ground, cameras in the woods. You know, I think border security is important.
But when he found out a couple weeks ago that U.S. Customs and Border Protection wanted to put a giant surveillance tower at the top of the quiet hill that overlooks his property, Davis started losing sleep.
You know, who's to say that they can't zoom in on a backyard or porch or the driveway or even look into someone's houses, you know, the windows? And I'm not saying they do that, but certainly the possibility's there.
And Davis says if he's uncomfortable with the prospect of high-resolution cameras that rotate 360 degrees in his backyard, he can only imagine what a prospective buyer might think if he tries to sell some of his land off.
What I'm getting at is if Big Brother's up there with cameras, because of this privacy thing, I think for all intents and purposes, our farm value would be reduced drastically.
The camera systems are there to locate and detect individuals that are illegally entering the United States, not for monitoring U.S. citizens or legal permanent residents.
That's Mike Nesgoda.
I'm the public affairs officer for Office of Public Affairs for Customs and Border Protection.
Nesgoda works out of a field office in Buffalo, New York. His agency wants to install remote video surveillance systems in Derby Line, Highgate Center, North Troy, Richford, and Franklin. He says the technology will help the feds crack down on people smuggling drugs or humans into the U.S. Between October 1st of 2018 and September 30th of 2019, according to federal data, Customs and Border Protection apprehended about 700 people they say were illegally crossing the border into the U.S.
And this will streamline our agents' capability to be able to effectively patrol, you know, especially up here on the northern border where we don't have as many agents as we do on the southwest border.
Nesgoda says the cameras are a, quote, force multiplier that will allow the same number of agents to cover far more ground than they're able to right now. He also says Customs and Border Protection has been talking with affected communities about the plan.
And had town hall meetings within the jurisdictions of the area that of the proposed towers, such as over in, you know, Champlain and Derby Line.
The Border Patrol said that they had consulted several entities, municipalities, including Derby Line, which hadn't happened. That was not true.
Keith Beadle would be in a position to know. He's on the board of trustees in Derby Line. Beadle says he didn't hear about the surveillance tower CBP wants to install until he saw an item on the TV news a few weeks ago. Beadle says existing Border Patrol activities already test the limits of what locals are willing to tolerate. Put up a 200-foot surveillance tower, Beadle says, and people in Derby Line may as well be living in a fishbowl.
With just Border Patrolmen behind every tree and towers with cameras and everything else, you know, they're showing absolutely no respect for the people that live in these communities.
James Lyall is head of the Vermont chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. Before he moved to Vermont, Lyall worked for an ACLU branch that served border communities in Arizona. Border communities, he says, were forever altered by the installation of surveillance towers like the one CBP wants to put up in Vermont. The 20-story towers consist of a single narrow pole topped with cameras with both high-resolution video and infrared capabilities.
And I've dealt with scores of complaints of local residents in border regions who've had to deal with this and have seen their communities transform to the point that they look like war zones, that they're not recognizable any longer.
The ACLU has filed a formal objection to the surveillance tower proposal. Members of Vermont's congressional delegation have asked CBP to grant a 60-day extension for public comment before the plans go forward. Back in Derby Line, Brian Davis offers me an ATV ride to the top of the hill where CBP wants to install one of the towers.
You ready? Let's do it.
We cross the 45th parallel on our drive up. It's the halfway point between the equator and the North Pole. And when we get to the top, it's easy to see why Davis never left the farm.
All right, here we are.
This is our land right here.
The 180-degree view is bisected down the center by a thin line of clear cut that is the international border. You can see snow-covered mountains and spring grass valleys of the U.S. on your left and an almost identical landscape in Canada on the right.
My dad used to love to come up here and just sit down and just relax and enjoy the view. And he always used to tell me, Brian, you better take a few minutes once in a while and just go up there and enjoy it and appreciate what you have.
Davis definitely still appreciates what he has, but now that he knows what the feds have in mind for this spot, it's gotten a little tougher to relax and enjoy the view.
We're wondering what to do with the farm. Well, now this kind of stuff has a huge impact on what we might want to do with the land. So,
for VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.